All right, we praise the Lord on this February the 5th, Lord's Day Sunday morning. I'd like to say, first of all, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. The way things is looking, I'm telling you, it'd be a good time to get in. If you've been considering getting saved, I wouldn't drag my feet. I'd get on board. I just about hear the Holy Spirit saying, all aboard.
Yep.
Amen. I'm telling you. Even our Sunday school lesson this morning, we're teaching out of Exodus, and that word Exodus means going out.
And we're
about ready to make an Exodus. I'm looking at the calamities that's going on in the world right now, and what you've got is a world trying to go without God.
Yeah.
And God's allowing it just so they can see that they can't go without God. They're stubborn. Mm-hmm. They're refusing to admit, but they're going to find out how helpless they are without the help of God to do anything. And the book of Exodus records the redemption out of Egyptian bondage. We're kind of in bondage in America.
Mm-hmm.
More and more every day.
True, Brother Ed. I mean, this is the land of the free, the home of the brave. Mm-hmm. But when the wicked bear rule, the Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 2, people mourn. Now, the reason they've been moving this end of COVID, they've moved it and moved it and moved it. It's supposed to be done, I think, February the 15th. But the reason they're moving it, it's when they declare that COVID is over, they lose their emergency powers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're usurping power upon a country that's fought for its freedom and it's free. Well, Israel was also free, and in Egypt they had it made. We're going to find out it didn't last long. Mm-mm. And in America, we've had it made all my lifetime. I've seen them had it made.
Yeah.
But looking around here lately, I'm seeing our freedoms being stripped. And I'm seeing laws passed to restrict our freedom. A little girl had a hat on that said, Jesus loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was thrown out because of the hat.
Mm.
A man went into a shopping mall with a shirt. All it said was, Jesus saves.
Mm-hmm.
And was thrown out of the mall. And those are just the preliminaries of things going on right now. This is where Egypt and Israel are butting heads here. Israel are the people of God. I'm a child of God, thanks to Jesus. And they don't fit in Egypt, and we don't fit in Egypt. But the thing is, there's a new king that doesn't know Joseph, doesn't know God. And that's where we're at. I'm telling you, buddy, the leadership is changing. Never seen so many homosexuals being promoted to key positions.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Buttigieg over transportation. I've never seen him do nothing. All I've seen him do is take vacations and maternity leave.
That's it.
I'm just telling you, we're just like Israel in their Egypt. That's where we're at. And I can't remember the Levain guy got promoted 4 times. He's a 4-star general, admiral, whatever. But he's supposed to be a woman. I'm looking. I thought, my God, boy, he could have done a little bit better job. That's about rough, hard to look upon that guy. Then you had the Sam guy that couldn't leave women's luggage alone, stole it twice, got caught twice, and came an embarrassment. I'm just telling you, they got a new king, and we've got a new king. And the new king caused problems, and our new king's causing problems.
Brother Eddie,
yeah.
You talking about Israel there a while ago. Israel has as many problems as we do right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, because they have a man over there that claims that he's Jesus Christ himself.
Mm.
and they're believing this.
Yeah.
So they have as much or more trouble as we have right now because of their ignorance.
True, Brother Ed. Good point there, too. Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 24, many will come in my name and say that I am Christ. He said, believe them not. But he's right. That's going on over there. A lot of deception. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. But here, I'm just going to read the preliminaries to the book of Exodus, and we're going to have a word of prayer and get in a lesson. It says, they are redeemed out of Egyptian bondage. They were the descendants of Abraham. Mm-hmm. And it sets forth in typology all redemption.
Yeah.
It is therefore peculiar, the book of redemption. But as all redemption is unto a relationship with God, of which worship, fellowship, and service are expressed, so Exodus, in the giving of the law and the provisions of sacrifice and priesthood, becomes not only the book of redemption, but also in type the conditions upon which all relationship with God exists. Broadly, it says the book teaches that redemption is essential to any relationship with a holy God, that even a redeemed people cannot have fellowship with Him unless they're constantly cleansed from defilement. In Exodus, God hitherto connected with the Israelitish people only through His covenant with Abraham, brings them to Himself nationally through redemption, puts them under the Mosaic covenant, and dwells among them in a cloud of glory.
Yeah.
Galatians explains the relationship of the law to the Abraham covenant. In the commandment, God taught Israel His just demands. Experiences under the commandment convicted Israel of sin and the provision of priesthood and sacrifice, which is type of Christ, gave these people, guilty as they were, a way to be forgiven, a way to be cleansed, a way to be restored to fellowship and worship of God. Exodus falls into three chief divisions in Israel, or in Egypt, the first 15 chapters, from the Red Sea to Mount Sinai, chapters 16 through 18, and Israel at Mount Sinai, 19 through 40. The events recorded in Exodus cover a period of about 216 years.
Wow.
And you know, I'd kind of like to get on out here today. But this little short life,
amen,
that we live, God that inhabits eternity, nothing misses His eye.
No.
But He knows when we need to get out. As much as I'd like to get out, when He shows up, guess what? He'll be right on time.
Amen.
Right on time.
Yeah.
Father, we come to You this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Just want to give You praise. Just want to be a blessing. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be able to stand for the Word of God. Lord, I pray You bless our efforts this morning in teaching in this book of Exodus, this Sunday school lesson. Father, we pray this morning for a little Maverick, Lord, just hanging on, Lord, by a frayed thread.
Yes,
Lord, I pray not only, God, that You would visit him and touch him and heal him, but I pray You'd make a mighty man of God out of him, Lord.
Yes,
may he thunder, Lord, the great truths of Your Word like John Baptist did.
Mm-hmm.
May he be, I pray, Lord, an example of the believer in word and deed. We pray for little Maverick, Lord.
Yeah.
Father God, we pray for little Sarah that had the swimming accident. Lord, we just put her in Your tender care.
Yeah.
Ask You, Lord, to heal and help her. We pray for little Eli.
Yeah.
Lord, we just put him in Your tender care.
Yeah.
We got a lot of little ones, Lord, that need the shepherd.
Yeah.
Lord, the good shepherd to come and,
yes,
and Lord, to minister healing to them and help to them, Lord. Lord, we pray for Sister Joanne this morning. We love Sister Joanne. Lord, we miss her. We love her. We pray You'd send blessings her way, Lord. Encourage her, Lord, today.
Yeah.
Father, we pray for the sick. A lot of sickness going around right now. My pastor told me that they were experiencing the same thing we're experiencing. A lot of people missing church just due to sickness. Lord, we know these old frail bodies. The Scripture says, Lord, help me to know how frail I am in Psalm chapter 39, verse 4. Lord, I've been down in my back for 2 weeks, and I have to admit, Lord, it helped me to understand just how frail that I am. Not strong, not able, Lord, to do what I used to do. Going to have to run the race with patience. Going to have to take time instead of being in such a hurry to finish task. But I thank you, Lord, that God, you're never very far from any one of us. Right. I thank you, Lord, that you're touched by the feelings of our infirmities. I thank you, Lord, my back's better. Mm-hmm. I just praise you, Lord, with every opportunity that you give me to praise you. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, Father, for those that hadn't been here in a while. We pray for, Lord, James and Star and James Jr. We pray for Jordan. Pray for Casey, I pray for Denny, pray for Sue. Pray, Lord Father, and thank you, Lord James and Patty was here last Sunday. We pray for them. Pray, Lord Father, for Larry, and pray for Carol. Pray for little Serenity, little Serenity, Lord, she loves church.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, for her this morning. We pray for little Larry. Lord, we know that we're not supposed to. Lord, your word says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhort in one another, and so much the more as we see that day approaching. We do see that day approaching. I pray, dear Father God, today people put forth an extra effort, get in the house of God. Lord, if they can't come, may they stay tuned in. Bless Brother Ed by the way of that live stream, Lord, where they can hear and see, Lord, the service. Thank you, Father, for the internet way, Lord, where they can at least hear the service. We can get, Lord, out there both of these. We thank you for them lifelines, Lord, that allow this little church to lengthen its tent stakes, taking more ground for the glory of God.
Yeah.
Bless, I pray, in all these things we ask and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we're in Exodus chapter 1. Starts out, sound neat. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Let me say this. Even though they were in Egypt, it was the will of God for them to be in Egypt. The Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. They were in Egypt over 400 years. And God told Abraham that they would be in Egypt for 400 plus years. And then God said, I'll bring them out. And he did bring them out with great spoil. But it says here, these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. Now, Jacob is another name for Israel, and Israel is the name of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Reuben, Simeon, these are his sons. Yeah. Levi and Judah, mm-hmm. Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, yeah. Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls for Joseph, was in Egypt already. And Joseph had everything all set up for them. And when they came in, they had no need of nothing. He took good care of them. Mm-hmm. It said, and Joseph died. You know, our Joseph, he died. And thank God that he did. He made the new and living way. The veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
And now, praise God, our habitation is heaven. Even though we're in our Egypt, we're on our way to heaven. I mean, I'm not going to miss heaven.
No.
It's not like I'm going to walk past it. That's my destination. That's where my home is, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
But it said, and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation, we're talking about all these 70 that we just mentioned. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. In Hebrews 9:27, death has been appointed unto all. Now, I can't die, because I already have eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal life and death, they're opposites. They can't coexist. But here, Jesus hadn't died. Only Joseph died, and all of his brethren, all that generation. Let me throw this in here real quick. It'd probably be a good place to throw this in here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul's declaring the gospel.
Yeah.
And let's see if I can find the verse that I'm looking for here. Oh, I'm way too far over, no wonder. Okay, it gives us long this great cloud of witnesses which saw Jesus after he arose on the third day according to the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 4. After that he was seen as Cephas. I was listening to a man preach this morning. He didn't know who Cephas was. I'm sitting there thinking, my, oh my. But then of the 12, after that he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But notice this. But some are falling asleep. And I just want you to see that text. They left out the word death. And one day they'll do my funeral. There'll be, I don't know if anybody laments over me or not, but they'll be saying, oh, Brother Eddie has died. And to the world I have died, but to heaven I have arrived. Only way I can get to heaven is if Jesus shows up right now. And I'm going to sidestep this earthly death. But he hasn't showed up, but if he does, I'll sidestep this earthly death, go straight to heaven.
Yeah.
But if he does tarry, the world will say Eddie Wade has died.
Mm-hmm.
But in heaven, I will have arrived. Paul, which got caught up in the third heaven,
yeah,
he wasn't allowed to say a whole lot about it, but he was able to say this: to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When he said the time of my departure is at hand,
yeah,
he's talking about leaving out of here.
Yeah.
And one day I'm going to leave out of here. Well, they're all died here, and it's before Calvary, and they're getting ready to leave out. It's going to take a little bit. But it said, and the children of Israel were fruitful,
yeah,
and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the Lamb was filled with them. I just described America right there in that verse right there.
Yeah.
The land of the plenty. Why don't other countries have what America's got? Not connected to God. They've got heathenistic gods. They can't hear, can't see, can't save. They're starving. We got the living God. Listen to this.
Yeah.
In God we trust.
Right.
Yep.
I look on the back of the police car.
Yeah.
That police car says, we trust in God. And I look on the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a pole with a snake on it, two wings. Come right out of the Bible. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Numbers.
Yeah. God
told them, make a pole out of brass.
Right.
And whoever looks lives. That's all I did. I looked at Jesus.
Amen.
Got born again. I didn't pay no money.
That's right.
I didn't kiss the Pope's ring.
Yeah.
I didn't gain it by getting baptized. I did get baptized 2 weeks after I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
As many as look unto him for salvation, so shall he appear in the second. Now he's coming
Jesus.
For me.
Thank you, Lord.
I looked at Jesus. I was lost. I didn't look to the Baptist church. I heard about Jesus in a Baptist church. I knew I was lost, but I had to get to Jesus to get saved.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Well, morning, Sister Sharon.
Morning.
Like I said, this verse describes America. It has been blessed of God because it's always, and it may not be perfect, and Israel wasn't perfect, but there's always been room for God.
Yeah.
Now, as they're removing all this stuff out of our, all our history, rewriting history and all that stuff, they're not telling you, me and Brother Ed, we got to listen to Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk made a reference to the Liberty Bell. And the Liberty Bell has a scripture out of Leviticus talking about, being set free.
Yeah.
And you know, the Lord, He sets people free. And we're free in America. Amen. We have freedom in America. We have a constitution that gives us rights in America. Well, Israel had a short-lived moment like that. Bonnie, they were fruitful. They increased abundantly. They multiplied and waxed exceeding mightily or mighty, and the land was filled with them. That's the blessing of God. Now, verse 8 here is where things change. We had a president one time that got up silver-tongued, by the way. And in a very deceitful way. So I don't know about you, but I'm about ready for change. And I have to admit, it went over pretty good. Everybody wants change. And when I got saved, I got change.
Yeah.
I'm not who I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think it's in Psalms 55, talks about they have no change, therefore they fear not God. I feared God. After that, buddy, I acknowledged God. I started praying over my food. I started reading my Bible. I started growing in the Lord. And I became less of the world and more of God. The more I read, the more I growed and got weaned off of the worldly ways. Well, Israel, I heard a preacher one time said, God got them out of Egypt, but it took him 40 years to get Egypt out of them. Well, they're in Egypt, and this next verse right here said, now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. You see, Joseph, a type of Christ, had allowed them to thrive in Egypt. I mean, they're doing good in verse 7. Now this new king, buddy, he's going to cause problems for them. We've got an adversary down here. The Bible tells us, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8 gives his name. Says, your adversary, the devil. Walks about like a roaring lion. 1 Peter chapter 5, I think it's verse 8. Seeking whom he may devour. He wants to make problems.
Yeah.
Well, this Pharaoh's like him. He don't know Joseph. And he says unto his people, behold, the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. You know, we've got the advantage over our adversary. Sharon, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, they didn't know that, but we do.
Amen.
So here they've got a threat now. It's a new king. And he says, verse 10, come on, let us deal wisely with them. You know, the Bible mentioned about the devil, said he's wiser than Daniel, said he was in the garden of God. Let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that come to pass when there falleth out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. They didn't want to let them go. Israel was enslaved in Egypt, and like I said, I've been set free. I'm free indeed. But here they were, verse 11, therefore did they set over them taskmasters. You know, more for less. was listening to some women this morning talking about the leadership of this country.
Oh.
One of them was talking about, they say there's no inflation, but she said, I just bought a dozen of eggs for $8. She said, I'm seeing inflation with my own eyes. They don't have to tell me. And I done heard through the grapevine from Amish, the chickens are going up to $25 a piece.
Oh my.
And eggs are going to settle in about $10 a dozen.
Oh my God.
Well, that happens when you've got the wrong leadership.
Amen.
And Israel now has the wrong leadership. The leadership they've got is not looking out for their well-being. It's looking out how they can take advantage of Israel here in Egypt. And he set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. You want to know who built Ramses? You know, today they know who Ramses is.
Yeah.
They've been down there to them remains of the great city Ramses. Got that big Pharaoh Sphinx thing out there, looked like half man, half lion. Says they built it. So Israel built all them big things they see down there. And they're huge. Verse 12, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. Boy, hallelujah. You know, down here, the Bible says we're tried, tested, but also we abound. Paul said, I know how to abound, I know how to obey. Sometimes I'm abasing, just holding on what I got.
Y'all go back up to verse 8 again. It says, and there arose up
New King
Joe Biden, over America, which knew not God.
I kind of said the same thing. I just didn't want to mention no name. Can't get thrown off the internet.
You can't, but I can.
Yeah. But that's true. The leadership of Proverbs 29, verse 2, says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And the reason they mourn is because the leadership does not help them. It's a hindrance, a hurt to them. And it says, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't find out I don't fit in down here no more.
No, we don't. Oh my goodness, man.
I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day. Since He gave me this heart of love, on and on we walk together in the hallelujah way. I'm just telling you, the world don't like that kind of singing. They put their finger in their ears, or they walk away. They don't stay long.
Mm-hmm.
But here, they were grieved because of the children of Israel. You know, they want us gone, Bonnie. They're going to get their wish.
Oh, yeah.
But after we're gone, they're going to wish they could find us.
Yeah.
They're going to wish, and I'm glad we're recording all this. They might be able to get back some of these recordings. I don't know. Depending on how that Antichrist, how much power he usurps. But
I got a story to tell y'all. Y'all don't know this, but I got that old woman on my tablet. The Speaker of the House.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. I have her on my tablet.
Yeah.
You think I don't send her these messages? Absolutely.
Good. She needs
Does she see them? No.
She had her house exercised. So
that's right.
Maybe there is hope for her. I don't know. I'll tell you right now. Whosoever can.
Look at her.
Yeah, whosoever can call upon the name of the Lord and get saved. It's not just for the elite.
Whosoever.
It's not for select few. Jesus gave His life a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He died for the sins of the whole world, not just old Brother Eddie. I was telling Brother Ed, I come out of Walmart this week to pick up some medicine for my wife, and it was a little cold, wind blowing. I'm walking out of Walmart, and a woman behind me starts talking about how cold it is. I said, yeah, I think it's going to get worse. And she mentioned my name. I turned around because she mentioned my name. And I never seen this woman before in my life. Looked like a demon warmed over. I mean, a big ring hanging out her nose. Listen, she didn't just have tattoos. These were distinct tattoos. I never said another word. I mean, the Bible says study to be quiet, no problem. I'm telling you, I shut it down. I didn't say where I know you from. If we ever did meet, it was in another life. I'll tell you right now, I did not know this, but she called my name. And I'm like Brother Ed talking about old Brother Cletus. I decided we just going to shut our conversation right there.
That's right.
No further, amen.
That's right.
But I tell you, boy, this woman was quite a sight, and I turned around. I kind of wished I just kept walking. But when she mentioned my name, I had to turn around.
Brother Eddie,
yeah.
When God calls us out, say the rapture, God calls us out.
Yeah.
His Holy Spirit, which is the restraining spirit now,
right.
It's going to be gone.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a great darkness.
It'll be mayhem down here.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted,
yeah.
Mayhem.
Yeah. We can already see.
Good morning, Norma.
The approaching spirit of Antichrist, even though it can't, it can't subdue us, we subdue it. I mean, light dispels darkness. I'm glad darkness don't dispel light.
Yeah.
But like in these cities, Chicago and Memphis, I can't name them all, but they're full of darkness, and it's not even safe to go out at night. They're scared even in daytime. But anyway, it said, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. You know, they want us gone. We're gonna, we're in a hurry to go. I'm telling you right now, I'm like John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. We're wanting to leave. We're going to leave. But they were grieved. They didn't want Israel in Egypt. In verse 13, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Brother Donnie, they worked him like a sled dog over there. And back when I worked in the factory, it was more for less.
Yeah.
And I listened to a woman this morning. She said, I'm a hard working woman. They was talking about inflation and stuff. She said, all I do is work to stay caught up. I don't even get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not by accident. The design of our government right now is to enslave you and to keep you enslaved. I agree some of them have got ahead. I'm not sure exactly what all was involved, but some people are exempt from all the criteria that we all have to, you know, do our tax and all that stuff. They get a free pass.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to answer like we do. I know Pelosi said nobody's above the law, but she's a been a little bit hypocritical there. We see that just in the dealings of her and her husband, Paul, and some of the other things, that the law does not apply. When her husband got hit in the head with a hammer, not a word said forever, and they finally cooled it down and let a little bit of that incident out. I'm just telling you, they were making the children of Israel to serve with rigor. They didn't have time to do nothing else. They just worked and slept and worked and slept.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14, they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. Thank God for a place called heaven.
Amen.
Bible said we'll rest from our labors.
Yeah.
We'll work no more.
Yeah.
They made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. I'm glad I don't have to punch the time clock no more. Thomas! Good morning, buddy. I like that guitar. He done got him one. He's in the move, amen. Hallelujah! He's ready. We got another instrument player. Praise the Lord. Bye. You notice they made them serve. We're made to do things that we don't want to do. Things we shouldn't have to do. And I'm telling you, it all proceeds with who's Pharaoh. I'm just telling you, this new king, this new Pharaoh, He's making things hard on the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, and the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, which the name of one was Shipron, the name of the other was Puran. He said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. Not only is this a type of abortion, but they didn't figure the women as a threat. The men, they felt they were a threat to them. They said, kill the men, let the women live. But look at verse 17. But the midwives feared God. Boy, Joseph made a good impression on them. Here he was, second to Pharaoh. And here's some of that trickle down stuff here. The midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And I believe I can find this scripture real fast. But in Hebrews it talks about Moses' parents. They didn't fear the king's commandment. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. And these midwives here, they feared God more than they feared Pharaoh.
Yes.
And they didn't do as the king told them, but they saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere or before the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily, or very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. I believe he made a place for these midwives here.
Yeah.
He made them houses.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that's born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Like I said, this is a type of abortion going on today. For those of you that don't know, I'll throw this out there anyway. The Church of Satan went to Mexico, built an abortion center, paying the expenses for women to go to Mexico to have abortions because it's not legal no more in the United States. Here's why they did it. They said aborting babies is part of their ritual worship to their god Satan. You see, Satan's the god of death. Jesus is the god of life. And in Satan all die, and in Jesus all live. But that's part of their worship, those babies being offered on the sacrifice block of the abortion clinic.
But I guarantee you they're selling them parts right back to the United States.
Oh, they are, yeah. Yeah, they're making big money selling them. I forgot how much one baby was worth and selling the parts of an aborted baby. But it's an astronomical amount. Like Brother Ed said, a lot of money tied up in it too.
Oh, yes.
I think I'll stop here in chapter 1 instead of going into chapter 2, because chapter 2 is really good. I don't want to break it up.
No.
But what we're seeing Israel go through here in Egypt, that's what we're going through right now.
Absolutely.
They're making us, you know, more for less, serve with rigor. making us want out. And Egypt was content, Israel was content to dwell in Egypt until it got bad. And then they said, hey, we want out. And I think the Lord's getting us weaned off of the world. The world, and that flesh in us caters to the world. God formed the earth, formed it to be inhabited, put us on it.
Yeah.
I've got air to breathe. I'm not worried about global warming. I've got jackets. Hey, I've got short sleeve shirts. I'm just telling you, God formed this earth, formed it to be inhabited. I've got water. Don't have none of this in hell. I could take this down to hell and sell it for $100 million. Just one drop. But there'll be a time that we'll say, hey, we want out. That's not that far off. I got a feeling this year right here. This year right here, they've worked hard to get to where they are. Now all their efforts are in vain. When I say in vain, when it looks like they're winning, they're actually losing. Pharaoh thought he's doing pretty good. I shared something with Brother Ed that I'm going to bring out in this Sunday school lesson when we get to it. But God's got this thing all planned out.
Yes, He does.
And we're in Egypt right now just to get weaned off of Egypt. You know, wouldn't it be bad if God caught you up in the heaven? You say, I'd rather have been down there. Listen, when God catches us up to heaven, we're going to say, boy, I sure am glad to get out of there.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, He'll get us weaned off of this world.
Yes, He will.
He'll get our minds where they need to be and our affections on the things above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above and set not your affection on things on earth. He's going to take care of every bit of that. But until we get out, this is just going to have to do. Our ship's coming when it pulls up to port. I'm like Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn. I'm going to go, you know, when I get to where I'm going, I'm going to get to where I'm going. Amen.
That's
right. But I am thrilled to death. They finally shot that weather balloon down. And I got a feeling we ain't heard last about that. They're saying we're going to be in a full-fledged war with China by the year 2025. I'm hoping to get out before then. It's 2 years away. But hallelujah, we got somewhere to go. And we're somebody going somewhere thanks to Jesus. We'll stop right there. Unless somebody's got a comment. All right. We'll end it right there.
That's all.